The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And this week, Matt, you went to a small movie, if you will, with regional significance called The Rider, and I've seen this movie too.
Well, good. I'm glad you've seen it. Now playing at the Fargo Theater. Please check your listings statewide, Manitoba, wherever you're listening. This is another film by Chloe Zhao. Now, she's a filmmaker who also directed a film called Songs My Brothers Taught Me. That screened a couple years ago at the Fargo Film Festival, Doug. Well-received, also about life on the reservation up in Canada. Now, this is shot in Pine Ridge, which, as we all know, is about the most desolate place in the United States in terms of poverty and lack of opportunity. And it follows the story of Brady Blackburn, played by Brady Jandro, who's a young, you know, rodeo rider. The thing about this film, Doug, is these are all non-professional actors. Basically, he's playing himself. His sister, Lily Jandro, plays his sister in the movie, Lily Blackburn. His dad is in the movie. Lane Scott plays Lane Scott, a rodeo rider who has been badly injured in a rodeo accident that we'll get into those scenes in a minute. But it's really a film with non-professional actors, and I think she made the right choice doing that. Sometimes the acting can get a little bumpy when you're watching these people perform, but you get the sense that you're watching a docudrama.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a narrative film. It's a docudrama about rodeo riding in Pine Ridge. This is his dream. He's been injured in an accident. That's how the film starts. He's had a head injury from a bad fall from a horse.
He had a plate put in his head.
He's trying to recover. And the big question is, where does he go from here? Mm-hmm. Does he get back on the horse? Does he become a horse trainer, which he's very good at, Doug, as you know from those scenes? What does he do with his life? So it's really I think it's really a treatise on manhood, on dreams realized, on dreams not realized. And I want to say the scenes where he trains horses, he trains horses for some people in the film. And these are wild horses that they can't figure out. You feel like you're watching it be trained in real time. I thought these were some of the best animal training scenes I've ever seen in a movie, Doug. It's almost like it's happening right in front of you. He is actually taming a wild horse right in front of your eyes as the cameras are rolling. There's no tricks to this. That's a wild horse. And by the end of the scene, he's got that course calmed down. He's on its back. Those were, I think, my favorite scenes in the whole film.
I was very intrigued by that as well. And I did read that the director had basically shot long strips of film, a couple of 40-minute segments, and then edited it down to a couple of minutes. And you are right. You see a horse whisperer at work. I mean, he literally takes a horse that wouldn't let anybody get close to him, does some stuff that I've never seen before but seems to affect the horse, and then 2 minutes later, of course, 80 minutes later, whatever it was in real time, he's on that horse's back.
That's really the documentary style of the director, Chloe Zhao, here. Even though they're playing characters, it feels like a documentary about Pine Ridge. She's also got a great sense of place, Doug. You get a sense in the visual choices she makes, the cinematography, what shot she cuts to, you know, a cutaway of this, a cutaway of a piece of nature. You get the sense of the alternate desolation of Pine Ridge and the beauty of Pine Ridge. It's kind of both. I think people that probably live there don't realize how beautiful some of the Badlands are in southwest South Dakota because all you see is the poverty. But I thought this was a really good film, Doug. It's maybe a tad long. The acting can get a little bumpy in some stretches. The whole relationship he has with his sister is very interesting. The relationship he has with Lane Scott. Now, that's a fascinating part of this film,
too, because
Lane Scott plays himself badly injured in a rodeo accident. So Brady visits him at this rehab center, and Lane basically can't speak anymore. This is the choice he made in his life to get on the back of a cow or a horse or something, and now he's basically an invalid. And Brady tries to get his spirits up, to tell him things are going to get better. He kind of imagines that he's back on the horse. And there's some real touching scenes he has in those scenes with Lane Scott. I thought that was an interesting part of the film as well. Overall, this is a film that got an award at Cannes, Doug. It's got some Independent Spirit nominations, so it's really kind of got some momentum going here. It's a small film, non-professional actors, but it's really the antithesis of commercial cinema in the summer of 2018, so I urge people to go check this out.
Well, there's a sense of authenticity about it that is unusual
yes.
in the film, and I frankly think this Brady Gendreau might be back sometime. He comes across pretty well on
yeah,
camera.
We'll see. I mean, he like I said, it's hard to tell with acting, Doug, and you've done acting mm-hmm. as well. Is he's kind of playing something close to himself. So that's,
which a lot of film stars do.
Right, but it's different than what we see from a Daniel Day-Lewis or
oh,
someone
sure.
like that who is trained to do, you know, massive character studies and Gary Oldman and people like this. So, but it works in the context of the film. To cast a Hollywood actor in this part would have probably been a mistake, and that is not her style. It's the same style she did with Songs My Brothers Taught Me as well. So I give this really a very strong, strong, high recommendation.
Well, this is the kind of the key to my Oscar trivia question this week, because this actor was also a rodeo performer, was kind of discovered by John Ford. I think he went mm-hmm. on to do hundreds of movies and won Best Actor in a Supporting Role for who is it and when?
It's Ben Johnson for The Last Picture Show, 1971. Yeah, you couldn't make a Western without Ben Johnson there for about 20 years.
Yeah, a real rodeo guy.
And he was real authentic on screen always.
Okay, we've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.